Tale of Two Cities today. The corn and the soybean trade wanted to tail lower again today, and they still are softer in the session, but they're closer to their highs of the day right now than they are the lows. Yesterday afternoon's ratings showed an improvement of 1% for corn, soybeans, and spring wheat by 1%. But the spring wheat crop, we know, is getting hurt this week by this heat, not helping matters as the crop matures. The reality is next week we'll probably see a lower ratings for the Western Corn Belt, but will it be offset by the Eastern Corn Belt? We don't know about that. Also, Brazil this morning put out their corn and soybean production numbers. Actually, we're not increasing as many thought, left unchanged or slightly lowered in the corn market. So that kind of put a little leg underneath the market. But the weather forecasts, which show improvement after this week, not so much North Dakota, South Dakota, but for the Corn Belt as a whole, the grain market wanted to edge lower on that data. But the wheat market, which was trying to go hand in hand with them this morning lower, said not so fast and turned around. And now we're up a dime on the day in both Chicago and Kansas City, as Russia is now taking it back to Ukraine for constantly hitting their infrastructure hard, ships. They haven't necessarily decimated some ports, but they've been hammering on some export ports. The Russian wheat harvest is just getting underway over there, so it's not a major critical flashpoint at the moment this week, but there is no ships transversing through the Sea of Azov Sea. I had to think about it. There's my own word salad. The Azov Sea, the Kerch Bridge Strait. They're not going through there right now because of the activity that's taking place. And since they're not a lot of wheat ships getting loaded at the moment, they're okay. But those wheat ships will be loaded soon in the coming week or two, and they're going to need to be moving. And so the wheat market is getting concerned about this because it's cheap. Black Sea wheat is why wheat is cheap to begin with. There's a lot of wheat going to be growing out of Russia. They're talking a big crop, but they got to export it. Now, they have fuel problems, you've probably heard, lack of diesel fuel, because Ukraine keeps hitting on their refineries. And so what are they going to do if they can't send it out via sea? Well, let's use truck and rail. Great if you've got enough diesel fuel. And so that's the problem with this scenario building up in Russia right now and builds into next week, because today Russia attacked two dry bulk carriers sitting in Ukrainian ports. Now, they didn't hit any loaders, which would be a bigger deal, but the point is they're not taking it lying down, and they're telling Ukraine, either you back off hitting us or we're going to start hitting more of your economic infrastructure. And so that has wheat in Chicago up 10.5 cents today, 6.45¾. We're within 7 cents of the highs made Sunday night. Kansas, September wheat up 10¾, 6.77¼. Minneapolis wheat up 5¾ at 6.59. December gaining 5¼ at 6.79½. Now, we are still lower on corn and soybeans for the day, but we're talking pennies here. They could be a lot lower. We have December corn off 2¾ cents, 4.60½. That's less than 2 cents away from their overnight highs. The September old crop corn down 2¼, 4.38¾. Soybeans, August down 3.5 cents, 11.93¼. November down 2½, 3.92¼. On the soybean meal, we're up $1.60 today, $316.60 a ton, while the bean oil takes a rest, down 52 cents at 70.64. In the cattle futures market, we are sharply lower again today. Box beef has found stability after losing $7 yesterday in the afternoon on the ribs, $7 in the choice, then $3 something on the select. Today, stable. Choice is down just a penny, while select is up 70 cents. The feeder index giving up $2.09 to 370.43. I believe the one day was something like 363. So liquidation continues in mass as the index funds are saying, we just want out of here. We don't think there's an uptrending market here anymore. We want to be gone. And so the hell with discounts, we're just selling. And we continue to see that today with August cattle down $2.90, 371.82, October off 245, 228.17, December giving up 270 at 227.60. Feeder cattle August down $5.45, 348.90. That's a $21 discount to today's feeder index. We'll see what tomorrow's feeder index brings. September feeders off 577, 345.05. October off 60 cents, 340.85. January feeders dipping their toe very close to 329. Currently down 565 at 331.05. That's a $39 discount to the weakening cash index. Can somebody say they're going to open the Mexican border before the end of the year? Because I can't explain that deep of a discount unless that's the answer. I guess we'll find out together. Not that I know. I don't give enough money to the Trump administration to be on the inside track. So anyway, hog futures up 2 cents on August, 98.12. October down 25 cents to 84.02. Today, after a friendly CPI number, the U.S. dollar went under pressure while the gold and silver market launched higher. We are up $63 on August gold, $4,068.60. Silver, September up $1.15, $59.13. Bitcoin, July contract up $2,290 to $64,640. And the crude oil market today, well, overnight, you heard, crude oil went up to about $81.27 a barrel when President Trump announced he was going to blockade all of the traffic coming out of the Strait of Hormuz and charge a 20% tariff on all goods coming out for the U.S. to help pay for its operations. Well, that sent the crude oil market sharply higher overnight. Today, it tumbled down to about $78, which now it's about a dollar. It was unchanged on the day. Now it's up 77 cents as President Trump came out, changing his mind again, saying, well, I really didn't mean that. I just meant 20% tariffs on any Iranian oil that or anything that's exported by Iran leaving. But the rest of our friends, well, I'll let you off the hook, providing you invest in America, take some more money and build factories in the U.S. I'm serious. That's what his tweet said. So that caused crude oil to fall off to 77.84, currently up 73 cents on the elevated hostilities in the Middle East at 78.88 right now. Gasoline is up 4.5 cents a gallon, $3.21. Diesel fuel is up 15 cents today on top of yesterday's big jump. We are at $3.97.5 a gallon. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.